Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to the newest episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. And this is the one that usually everybody's waiting for the end of the month, and that is the announcement of the next photo edit contest, as well as the winners for the August 2018 Raw Photo Edit Contest. So real briefly, for those of you who may not be used to hearing this, or this might be your first time coming into the podcast, usually every month we do a Raw Photo Edit Contest where we give you a raw photo, and you can do anything and everything you want to that raw photo, and you post it to the Sleek Lens Members Club group page, and that will allow you to kind of enter the contest, and you get a $50 gift card to Sleek Lens if you are picked the first place winner. And so we usually have a lot of entries. This month we had the most entries that we've had the past couple months, so that's always been fun to run through all these photos. But we kind of do this every month, and it's just a really fun way to get engaged with you guys, see the kind of cool edits that you guys do, and it's really, really interesting to see the different styles that come out when everybody is editing. So I personally really enjoy looking through all of these, especially when we announce a new one and you start seeing the same people come back and they're trying to do different things. It's really, really, really fun. So before we hop in and talk about the honorable mentions and the winner for this month's raw edit, I got two things I want to talk about here real quick. And first of all is the brand new, the September raw edit contest. Link is in the description of this podcast. Also, you can find it on the Sleek Lens Members Club page. This one's a little bit different from the one that we've done before, and it's still the same process of doing basically any kind of edit that you want to, but it's a different type of photo. Usually, I haven't included any kind of portrait style photos. And so this one's going to be more of a portrait photo, and I think it'll be fun to see the diversity of the kind of portraits that people can edit with this style of photo. So again, you can do kind of anything you want to. You can clone out anything. You can even take the person out of the photo if you wanted to. But you could do anything you wanted to this this raw file. And I really look forward to kind of seeing what you guys do. So that's the first announcement. The second announcement actually kind of pertains to this month's raw edit contest. And one thing that I noticed that I was actually secretly hoping that someone would do to this raw edit contest, for those of you who can't really look at it right now, not sure what we're talking about, it was a picture of a battleship. And it was kind of parked. It's kind of a museum battleship. It's one where you can pay to walk around and look around on the battleship to kind of see how it was like when it was actually active. But one thing you might have noticed that in the photo you can actually see the actual kind of visitor center or museum part of the battleship that is on the left. And so I was really actually hoping somebody would kind of Photoshop that out, because it would kind of make it look like it was, kind of sailing into a harbor or something like that. So nobody did that. It's not anything. It's not getting counted against anybody. But I was really hoping somebody would see that style of edit and just kind of see that it was just the boat by itself. And you could take the ramp off of there and just kind of remove everything. But I was really hoping to see that. Didn't happen, but that's okay. But all the other edits were fantastic. So let's go ahead and jump into the honorable mentions for this week. We have quite a few because they were just so good, and these were all voted on, and it's not just me picking these out. So here we go. We got the first honorable mention, and that is an honorable mention for Bridget McGee's photo. Now, she did a great edit to this photo. I really like the tones that she used. It's more of a kind of that green and yellow tone, green and orange kind of tone to the photo. Really messing with a lot of split toning, what it looks like. It's a really cool tone. I really liked this edit, mainly because for some reason, and I don't know why, the first thing that popped in my mind was it reminded me of the movie Top Gun. I'd have to go back and look at it. I don't think that they actually used that kind of tones in the movie. But for some reason, it just reminded me of that. It had that really nice contrast in the image and the colors, and it just looked really, really nice. So I personally like that one as well. So that one is a very good honorable mention. So thank you, Bridget, for submitting your photo, and I look forward to seeing you guys, Bridget and everybody else, participate participating in the next month's photo contest. All right, so the next honorable mention is going to be from a Duncan Wildman, and I think he submitted a couple before, and his was kind of it looked like a low contrast edit, and I actually had to go back and look at it because he actually added a kind of a sun flare effect. And he added it in the perfect spot. I mean, that's where I took the original photo, so that's where the sunset was, and he got it spot on, breaking through the clouds there. And I actually had to go back and look at the raw file because I didn't remember there actually being the sun peeking through the clouds. I knew that the clouds are broken up, and you can see the bright spots there, but I didn't actually see the sun rays. I actually thought the sun ray was actually in the raw file. It was that good. So that was a really good addition to the photo. It really helped the photo a lot. So very, very awesome photo. Very, very great edit there. And it's a good honorable mention for this month's contest. So thank you, Duncan, for entering the contest there. Next, we're going to go to Jessica Lurch. I know I say her name a lot almost every month when we do these. I'm going to assume her name is Lurch. The only reason I'm saying that is because I know someone with a similar last name and they say it totally different. So I'm just going to say Lurch, and hopefully that's right. So she did another great edit. It looks like it had a lot of editing done to mainly the sky. I don't know if it was a gradial filter or something like that, but she did a really, really fantastic way of making the sky a different color altogether. More blue, a little bit more punch in the yellows there, and the water looks good. The trees look a little bit darkened. So overall, it was a fantastic edit. And I really enjoy that. You can see, just if you go on the podcast notes for this month's podcast, you can see what I'm talking about. You can see all the winners and the honorable mention. You'll be able to see those there, and you can see just the total difference of how everybody's photos looked just in the three that I've talked about so far. So thank you, Jessica, for that, and I hope you participate again in next month's contest. So the next honorable mention, we have two more honorable mentions before we get into the winners here. The next honorable mention is from a Pat Cortez, and they added a lot of cool effects to this photo. I had to stare at it for just a little bit because I knew I took this photo at sunset. I knew it was at sunset, and it had those tones, the natural sunset tones in the image. But they really added a really kind of a darker feel to the photo, a darker mood to the photo. And I actually really, really like this. The only thing I would say that would make it almost the perfect photo for me is if I cropped it down a little bit, make it more like a panoramic crop, because then it actually adds some more like cinematic mood to it. But it's a fantastic edit. I really, really love that dark, moody feel to the photo. And it's just a really, really great edit. So thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat, for submitting your photo. And the next honorable mention, the last one here, is I believe it's the winner from last month's contest. And I have no clue how to say your last name, but I'm just going to say your first name, Akesh, I believe. They were the winner of last month's raw edit contest. And they did kind of a similar edit to the one they did last month, the train photo, kind of a nice sunburst effect, the sky that kind of replaced the sky and made it look like it was a night sky a little bit, the little bit that you can see in the photo. The ship is kind of darkened up a little bit, and they even added a tiny, tiny little hot air balloon in the photo. It's kind of a random thing, but it's kind of cool. I liked seeing it over there. So that is the honorable mentions for this month's contest. Thank you, Akesh, for submitting that. It's really cool effect. I really wish I could just have like a Photoshop action to just click and make it do all of the things that he did to that photo, just because it's a cool effect. So thank you, Akesh, for that. And those are the honorable mentions for this month. So let's go ahead and talk about the winners. The first, second, and third place winner for the contest this month. And the third place winner is going to be Luis Maya, I believe that's how you say the name. So what they did is a really crazy effect. They actually just removed the sky completely, added their own sky with the cool sunburst. Something that the kind of top tier of this first, second, and third place this top tier of the contest here, what they did is two of them actually added the reflection of the ship, the whole top half of the photo, kind of added that reflection to the water. Now, when I went back and looked at the raw photo, I had to make sure, just because I was, you know, kinda, there's a lot of photos, so it's a lot to look at. I had to make sure the reflection actually wasn't there. And I, right when I saw that it wasn't there, I think I remember actually being at that location and noticing that the water was very, very ripply, and, you know, you really could not make out the reflection. So it was really good to see that reflection there, because I actually did really want that in the original photo. So really cool effect there. And the craziness that they did is just all matches together. The sunburst, the different sky actually blends in very well. They did a fantastic job of cutting out that original sky. And even with all the little, you know, stuff that's on the ship, the little radar and all the ropes that are hanging down and everything, the crane that's in the front of the ship, it's all cut out perfectly, and it looks really, really, really great. Looks like there's a little bit of dodging and burning as well, might have been. I can't really tell, but to where the sunburst was, you know, hitting that side of the ship, and they actually added it there. So really, really great edit. So that is the third place winner. So thank you for submitting for this month, and look forward to seeing an edit you do next month. Okay, so the third place winner is going to be, I'm gonna say your name the way I think it's pronounced, because you guys are quickly gonna learn that I'm horrible with names. So I'm gonna say your name the way I think it's pronounced, but I'm just gonna call it X. So the second place winner is from a Matt Xeniox, I believe. I'm just gonna say Matt X. Matt did a really great job with the edit that they did. Just the purple tones in the image. If I had to pick an edit style that would go with almost every one of my photos, obviously people like to have it a more, you can have a more green tint or a more magenta tint. Some people like to have more warmer looking photos than cooler looking photos. I would so much rather lean to the more magenta and cooler looking tones in my photos, and that's kind of exactly what they did. Really added that nice magenta tint to it. Didn't go crazy with the sky, didn't go crazy with a lot of the other edits. It just mainly looked like it was a lot of tonal adjustments, a little bit of contrast added in there. Just a really solid edit that's more natural than it is more, you know, effect based. But really, really solid edit. I would definitely hang this on my wall just because I love the tones in the image. I love that cooler magenta tone. So, Matt X, thank you for that submission there, and you are the second place winner. So now let's roll into the first place winner, and the first place winner obviously gets the grand prize there, the $50 Sleek Lens gift card. So if you are the first place winner, go ahead and email me at jordan@sleeklens.com, and you'll get your reward sent to you. But the first place winner is going to be Dean Vinson. I know Dean fairly well, I guess. I see him around a lot on the communities there. He did a fantastic job with this edit. It was voted the first best here. He added the sunburst effect over on kind of like the right side. He cropped it down to be a little bit more of a panorama image, removing that sky, removing a little bit of that sky, removing a little bit of the excess water there. Even blurred the water to make it look like the water was moving really fast, kind of like a slow shutter speed image. Really great effect there. Added the reflection as well. Overall, fantastic, fantastic image. Really, really enjoy that. And he is voted the first place winner for the August 2018 Photo Raw Edit Contest. So, Dean, go ahead and send me an email at jordan@sleeklens.com, and we'll work on getting you the $50 Sleek Lens gift card. So, next month's contest, kind of what I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, it's a different kind of photo. It's a portrait edit, portrait style photo. So basically, again, anything you guys want to do to this photo, you are free to do. I actually kind of want to see somebody remove the person from the photo. It shouldn't be that hard, but it would just be kind of funny to post all these images and see somebody in the photo and everybody's editing that person, but then, you know, you see somebody else post a photo with nobody there. So it'd just be kind of funny. But that is the next photo edit contest. If you want to see the link to that, link in the description of this podcast, as well as the Sleek Lens Members Club page. That'll take you to the page so you can download the raw images and start doing anything you want to. And we look forward to seeing all of the next month's raw edit contest submissions. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's podcast. Thank you for all the submissions. Looking forward to seeing more in the next month. And this has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next one.